Palestinian people are preparing to hold a funeral ceremony for a teenage boy killed by Israeli forces in the central West Bank. 17-year-old Laith Khalidi was shot in the chest during clashes with Israeli soldiers near a checkpoint north of the city of Ramallah on Friday. He was immediately taken to hospital where he succumbed to his wounds. A few hours later, another teenager died of his wounds after being shot near the Beit Lahia area. The scuffles followed the death of a Palestinian toddler who was killed when Israeli settlers firebombed a house near the city of Nablus. We're now joined by our correspondent, Mona Kandil, who's with us via satellite from Ramallah, to tell us more about the preparations being held for the funeral ceremony of Laith Khalidi. Mona?
That's right. We are now at the graveyard of Al Jalazon refugee camp. It's adjacent to Ramallah as we are expecting the funeral of Laith Al-Khalidi, the 17-year-old Palestinian teenager who was shot dead yesterday while taking part in a demonstration. There were clashes between Palestinians and Israeli soldiers. As you have mentioned, Palestinians yesterday were angry because of the killing of 18-month-old Ali Dawabshi in the village in Nablus yesterday. Now, as you can see behind me, thousands of Palestinians, are taking part in the procession, the funeral procession. The martyr, Laith Khalidi, Laith Khalidi could arrive at any time at the cemetery. As you can hear, also Palestinian armed groups taking part in this funeral processions. And as you can hear, the gunshots are being fired in the air. Now, at any time, the funeral of Laith Al-Khalidi can arrive. The Palestinian leadership yesterday held a meeting, an urgent meeting, and President Mahmoud Abbas chaired this meeting. There were several important decisions, according to the president, during the meeting. The Palestinian leadership has decided, file a complaint against Israel at the International Criminal Court in The Hague in order to file a complaint against the killing of the 18-month-old Ali Dawabshi. As you can know also, Laith Al-Khalidi is the seventh Palestinian being killed only in July here in the occupied territories, and over 30 Palestinians were killed by the Israeli soldiers since the beginning of 2015. As we were in the house of the martyr Laith Al-Khalidi, Palestinians there were vowing to avenge the killing of Laith, and they were saying that Israeli soldiers and those criminals must be prosecuted and they must be receiving the maximum penalty, and they must be punished for continuing to kill Palestinians in cold blood. Yesterday it was a day of anger, and the Palestinians were expressing their anger, emotions, because of the killing of 18-month-old Ali Dawabshi in this very ugly way. The Palestinians now, as you can see, many of them arrived to the cemetery here in Jalazon refugee camp. The body of Laith has not arrived yet, but the Palestinians are angry today. And they continue to say that they will not remain silent for what's going on. They say that the killing of Palestinian youths should not continue. And because of the Israeli regime just several months ago has strengthened its measures here in the occupied West Bank, several laws were adopted by the Israeli regime, as if any Palestinian take part in a protest or a demonstration or just throwing stones at Israeli soldiers, he would receive a penalty of 10 or even 20 years in jail. But if a Palestinian just take part in any of the demonstrations, even if doing nothing or even if not throwing stones or rocks at the Israeli soldiers, he could be simply killed by the Israelis. So the Palestinian leadership has decided not to continue being silent on what's going on, and the PLO Executive Committee took the decision to go to the International Criminal Court in order to prosecute Israel for its crimes. Some of these crimes are also ongoing building of the illegal settlements in the occupied West Bank, seizing Palestinian-owned lands in order to annex them to the Jewish-only settlements. And of course, there are hundreds of checkpoints that surround the West Bank areas. And there's the blockade imposed on Gaza Strip. There's Palestinians living in the West Bank cannot go to Jerusalem, Al-Quds, for prayers or even for visiting the Al-Aqsa Mosque. As you can see now, the Palestinian fighters holding their arms and vowing to avenge the killing of Laith, as well as other Palestinians and the baby that was burnt in this ugly way yesterday.
Okay, these are live images we're getting from Ramallah as Palestinians are preparing to hold the funeral ceremony for a teenage boy who was killed by Israeli forces in the central West Bank, 17-year-old Laith Khalidi. We were also talking to our correspondent, Mona Kandil, who's in Ramallah, about how Palestinians feel with regards to the Israeli crimes that are being committed against Palestinians on a daily basis. Of course, we are going to keep you posted on all the details that we get from the situation right here on Press TV. Thank you, Mona, for the update.